It's a Winnie the Pooh cake. Isn't it the cutest?
Oh. Look at what it says on the card. Happy 2 months birthday, Harris. We love you. If you stick your finger in that, I'll kill you.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. I thought birthdays only come in years.
No, this little girl has been through so much that we're going to celebrate every little milestone, no matter how small it is. Which, you see what we got planned for our first ear infection. Hello.
Hello, hello. Hi. We come bearing gifts, dolls, and a tea set.
And a G.I. Joe and a football. We figured we'll put them at opposite ends of her room and let her gender identify herself.
To be young again.
So where is she? Huh? She's so cute. You know, she doesn't really belong in this family.
Leon, we all started out cute.
Well, I'm going up to check on her right now, and I'll let you all know when she's ready to receive guests.
Oh. Well, Bev is still out there trying to park the Econoline.
Oh, yes. None of you happens to own a red Datsun, do you?
I do. Why?
No reason, really. It's just, it's very sporty.
Sorry I'm late. A couple of mason jars exploded. No jam this Christmas.
Oh, rats. Rats, rats, rats.
I'm ready to see my namesake. Sound the trumpets. Tell her that her great-grandmother is here.
Don't worry. She's been warned.
What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. We're gonna last longer than that greatest wall in China. Oh, that rabbit with a drum. If there's one thing that I've learned while waiting for my turn, it's that in each life some rain falls, but you also get some sun. And we'll make out better than okay. Hear what I say. Yeah, any day.
I hear movement.
No, Matt! She's awake!
Hey, one at a time. You people are scary enough individually.
Oh, we just want to see the baby, Roseanne.
Me first. Me first.
Oh, okay.
We're going in order of sanity.
Well, we can't all be last.
Oh, you must be so cold in this drafty old house. Oh, look, so cute and tiny. I just want to put you on a keychain. Oh, look at this, Harris. This is a picture of your mother when she was a teenager. She never was much of a smiler. And this is my daughter, your grandmother. I don't know who that child is she's holding underwater. Oh, my babies and grandmother. My head is spinning. Oh, I almost forgot. I've set you up with a little savings bond. Now, it could be for college or a car when you're 16 or in case your husband runs out on you and leaves you broke and depressed and miserable and angry at the whole world. Anyway.
Hi, Harris. You're such a beautiful child. And I know your life is going to be filled with love and happiness. Did that sound sincere? A lot of times people accuse me of not sounding sincere when I really am.
Hey, Harris, you're going to be a star. Good evening. This is a little piece I call Baby. Baby's eye. Baby's chin. Baby's ear. Put them all together, and you have Baby! This has been a DJ Connor film.
She's smiling. Oh, hello, precious.
Do-do.
This is Auntie Scott and Aunt Leanne. Hi.
Do the angry face.
The one I like.
That's right.
He loves that.
Hey, if you ever need somebody to talk to, you know, I mean when you can, I'm a good listener. I'm not pushy like some people in this family. I'm not naming names. But,
Hey, give Grandpa a big smile, huh?
God, Darlene is so lucky.
Hey, so when are we gonna tell everybody that we're lucky too?
Mark, we just found out. It's too early to say anything. Besides, we don't want to take all the attention away from Darlene.
Yeah, well, let's wait a couple of weeks until they're tired of the baby. Hey, do you think it'd be okay if I touched her?
Let me see your hands. No.
Harris, this is your cousin Andy and your Uncle Jerry.
Huh? Oh, honey. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Hey. You had a lot of visitors today, didn't you? I hope nobody frightened you because they all love you very much. There's a lot of love here in this house. You might hear some yelling or some naughty words. Sometimes the love is just so strong that they can't contain it. Okay? Hey, kid. I use lava. Here you go. Here you go. Oh, man. This dad thing's gonna be great.
You guys, that baby is so wonderful.
Thanks, Nancy.
No, I mean, she's really special. Wouldn't it be incredible if she turned out to be the first woman president?
I think it's more important to raise honest children.
You know, seeing the baby and then seeing you and then seeing the baby again made me realize that, hey, you're a real dad! Get out of here!
Well, it is. It's starting to feel that way just now, you know. Mr. Connor, when did you start to feel like a real dad?
Oh, well, that was when we had little Jerry. I had some children before that, but they were just for practice.
I think it became real for me at my wedding when I was breastfeeding Andy at the altar.
Nah, first time I held Becky, the way she looked at me, you never forget that.
Yeah, those little blue eyes that know nothing about the world around them. She still looks like that.
Gosh, your baby's just so amazing. Can't wait till I'm a dad.
I think you will.
Oh, now, you never know, Dan, because these days we're having sex a lot sooner. Things happen.
I don't think so.
Leon and I have a little announcement to make, don't we?
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. How can we keep quiet? It is in the air.
All right, I will tell them. Scott and I are going to adopt a baby, which I think I told you all at Thanksgiving.
Yes, and I behaved dreadfully.
Yes, and not for the first time.
And all is forgiven, sweetheart. All is forgiven.
Any rate, today I am overjoyed to announce that we have begun the adoption paperwork, and in 2 months we will be the proud parents of little 3-year-old Nadia. Oh.
She is from Romania. We're going to San Francisco to pick her up.
Imagine that. We're going to San Francisco, and we're going to pick up a girl.
You guys are rescuing a little girl. You're the best. Your karma rating just went through the roof.
Well, I couldn't be happier.
I can't think of two better mothers.
Still, it is a big responsibility. You will need some experienced parents to give you advice.
Leave them alone, mother, unless you want to take 5 or 10 seconds and write down everything you know.
I mean, babies are hard enough, and then once they start toddling, I mean, you have to watch them every minute.
Well, I'm going to take the even moments, and Leanne will take the odd.
Well, no, the other way around.
Well, whatever.
Roseanne was always getting into everything. You know, she would just sit under the sink with a bucket on her head.
She made me stand guard with a broom.
I never understood what she was hiding from.
Hey, guys, lunch is here. Courtesy of Uncle Wong's.
I'll go help Mom set the table.
You know, that place is under Third Uncle Wong? It's like Lassie.
Man, there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, well, as soon as the free food's gone, they'll be gone, too.
You know, Mom, it really is too crowded around here. So Dave and I were thinking that instead of spending a couple months here, we could probably be out of here in a couple weeks.
A couple weeks isn't long enough for me to teach you all the stuff that I want to teach you. I mean, when we had that talk, you said you wanted to learn stuff from me. I mean, what would you do if the baby got an ear infection?
Talk to her from the opposite side?
No, I'm serious, Darlene. I mean, I just want to make sure that you know this stuff.
Well, there's always the phone, Mom. Because I know you don't want us camping out here forever. I mean, you made that pretty clear.
When? When did I make that clear?
For now.
You're the one that said for now first.
Well, you didn't exactly beg me to stay around here.
Well, okay, so do you want me to beg you to stay? Please, 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 stay, stay, stay. I beg you. I double dog beg you. Is that clear enough there for now?
I want to stay home with you, Mom.
Really?
Yeah.
You do? For how long?
You first.
Okay, well, this is just my, opening negotiating point. Forever?
Well, seeing as I plan to outlive you, I'll meet you halfway.
It's a deal. So welcome home, darling. You're grounded.
Hey, what's with the food?
Shut up!
Oh, I love it here.
Was I right? Can Uncle Wong's whip up a lo mein or what?
No, no, that's chow mein. You can tell by the noodles.
Yeah, all Chinese noodles are the same.
Oh, Dad, that's ridiculous.
Come on, Dad. Lo mein noodles are soft. Chow mein noodles are hot and crispy.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm warning everybody. I am not going to live through another version of that pepperoni sausage debate from last week.
I was thinking about that. They are completely different parts of the cow.
Bull. All meat byproducts, rodent parts, hair, sawdust, encased in a tube, are sausage. Am I wrong?
Everyone wonders where creative people get their inspiration. Actually, I found it's all around you. Take Leon, for instance.
Manners, police. I am sorry, Dan. No whittling at the dining room table.
Leon is not really as cool as I made him. He's the only gay guy I know who belongs to the Elks Club.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, George Bush was the best president we ever had. I mean, look at all the fat that he cut out of Medicare.
You know, in China, they believe in reincarnation, so they have a hell of a time with their probate law.
And then there's Scott. He really is a probate lawyer I met about a year ago and introduced to Leon. I guess I didn't get too creative there.
Hey, DJ. Quit Bogart and the Mugu Guy Pan.
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
Yeah, well, Darlene took all the pot stickers.
And now that you're distracted, I took the Mugu Guy Pan.
Confucius say, you snooze, you lose. Thinning, son.
A lot of kids have called my son a nerd, but as I told him, they called Steven Spielberg a nerd, too. A lot of times, nerds are really artists who just listen to the beat of a different drummer.
Roseanne, will you keep your children in line? I didn't raise my children to throw chopsticks.
My mom came from a generation where women were supposed to be submissive about everything. I never bought into that, and I wish Mom hadn't either. I wish she had made different choices. So I think that's why I made her gay. I wanted her to have some sense of herself as a woman.
You may think I'm crazy, but it is the women's movement that has destroyed the family unit.
Oh, yeah. And she's nuts.
Hey, man, check out my fortune here. True love lies where you least expect it.
It better not.
Mark, I think I got yours. Deep thoughts run shallow.
There's lucky numbers on the back. Let's play the lottery.
No, thanks. I can't get rid of all this money now. My sister, in real life, unlike my mother, is gay. She always told me she was gay, but for some reason, I always pictured her with a man. She's been my rock, and I would not have made it this far without her. I guess Nancy's kind of my hero, too.
The women's shelter needs furniture, so if there's anything you don't want, let me know, and I'll have it picked up.
Because she got out of a terrible marriage and found a great spiritual strength. I don't know what happened to that husband of hers, but in my book, I sent him into outer space. When Becky brought David home a few years ago, I thought, this is wrong. He was much more Darlene's type.
So do you want to go to this poetry reading before the museum?
Yeah, before. I want to pick up some books first.
Oh, great.
When Darlene met Mark, I thought he went better with Becky.
Get me a beer.
Get it yourself, slob.
I guess I was wrong. But I still think they'd be more compatible the other way around. So, in my writing, I did what any good mother would do. I fixed it. I lost Dan last year when he had his heart attack. But he's still the first thing I think about when I wake up and the last thing I think about before I go to sleep. I miss him. Dan and I always felt that it was our responsibility as parents to improve the lives of our children by 50% over our own. And we did. We didn't hit our children as we were hit. We didn't demand their unquestioning silence. And we didn't teach our daughters to sacrifice more than our sons. As a modern wife, I walked a tightrope between tradition and progress, and usually I failed by one outsider standards or another's. But I figured out that neither winning nor losing count for women like they do for men. We women are the ones who transform everything we touch, and nothing on earth is higher than that. My writing's really what got me through the last year after Dan died. I mean, at first, I felt so betrayed, as if he had left me for another woman. When you're a blue-collar woman and your husband dies, it takes away your whole sense of security. So I began writing about having all the money in the world, and I imagined myself going to spas and swanky New York parties, just like the people on TV, where nobody has any real problems and everything's solved within 30 minutes. I tried to imagine myself as Mary Richards, Jeannie, that girl, but I was so angry. I was more like a female Steven Seagal wanting to fight the whole world. For a while, I lost myself in food and in a depression so deep that I couldn't even get out of bed, until I saw that my family needed me to pull through so that they could pull through. One day, I actually imagined being with another man. But then I felt so guilty, I had to pretend it was for some altruistic reason. And then Darlene had the baby, and it almost died. I snapped out of the morning immediately, and all of my life energy turned into choosing life. In choosing life, I realized that my dreams of being a writer wouldn't just come true. I had to do the work. And as I wrote about my life, I relived it. And whatever I didn't like, I rearranged. I made a commitment to finish my story, even if I had to write in the basement in the middle of the night while everyone else was asleep. But the more I wrote, the more I understood myself and why I had made the choices I made, and that was the real jackpot. I learned that dreams don't work without action. I learned that no one could stop me but me. I learned that love is stronger than hate. And most important, I learned that God does exist. He and or she
is right inside you, underneath the pain, the sorrow, and the shame. I think I'll be a lot better now that this book is done.
Happy birthday, Mom. Here, pencils.
Yeah, and I got you some notepads.
And I got you a dictionary and a thesaurus.
You know, Stephen King started this way.
If what doesn't kill us is making us stronger, we're gonna last longer than the greatest wall in China. Oh, that rabbit with a drum. If there's one thing that I've learned while waiting for my turn, it's that in each life some rain falls, but you also get some sun. We'll make out better